Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you're not familiar with Radio Thrift Shop, or if you're joining us here for the first time, it's about freeform, non-commercial radio. I play a lot of 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch vinyl records, cassettes, CDs, reel-to-reels, and more. We also explore shortwave radio broadcasts, old-time radio, radio news and updates. It's like walking through a thrift shop on the airwaves. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining us on this freeform underground radio journey.
Thank you.
Mr. Herbie Mann with Memphis Underground, and before that we started the program off with Barney Kessel and his cover version of Aquarius. Yes, you stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves, and I'm DJ Frederick here with you on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
One thing to bear in mind as we approach the end of Confederate History Month, the slaughter of the Civil War failed in many ways to solve the problems the planters of the South had created. Even after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, the prejudices that underlay slavery remained. Blacks were still considered property, in attitudes, if not in fact. And a great swath of the U.S. South would do everything within its power to ensure that blacks were never treated as humans with equal rights. Against such a cultural wasteland, William Morris stands out. A Baltimore postal worker, William Morris set out in April of 1963 to walk from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi. He wanted to deliver a letter to Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett urging him to accept integration. On his walk, Moore wore sandwich boards reading, quote, "Equal Rights for All" and "Mississippi or Bust," unquote. And on the back, it read, quote, "End Segregation in America. Eat at Joe's, both black and white," unquote. On April 23rd, and less than 70 miles into his walk, about an hour northeast of Birmingham, Alabama, William Moore was shot twice in the head and killed, his body left by the side of the road. No one has ever been convicted of his murder. In April of 2008, two people finally completed Moore's walk, traveling the 320 miles from Reese City, Alabama, to Jackson, Mississippi. There, they delivered Moore's original letter to Mississippi's current governor, Haley Barbour. In his letter, Moore reasoned that, quote, "the white man cannot be truly free himself until all men have their rights," unquote. He asked Governor Barnett to, quote, "be gracious and give more than is immediately demanded of you," unquote. 45 years later, the current governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, still refused to accept the letter. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Just wanted to delve into some new low-power FM stations that are on the airwaves in the month of April 2017. In Sierra Vista, Arizona, KJDB is on the air at 94.1. In Monticello, New York, WJNNLP moved to 104.1. In Cleveland, Tennessee, WTNG is licensed but not on the air yet at 96.9. KCSK is on the air in Honolulu, Hawaii at 102.3. WQRG is on the air at 96.3 in Diamond Head, Mississippi. And in Pittsburgh, Texas, KCUS is on the air at 94.9. And those are some new low-power FM stations taking to the airwaves.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder with Another Star from an album that I would arguably say is one of the top five released in the past 50 years, Songs in the Key of Life. Before that, Herbie Mann with his cover version of Stevie Wonder's Another Star. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and on your smartphone at classicalwscs.org. If you have any comments about the program, I would be glad to hear from you. The email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
This is Bird Note. That cheery song is the Audubon's warbler, a subspecies of the yellow-rumped warbler. Today, April 26th, is the birthday of John James Audubon, flamboyant, groundbreaking artist, dedicated observer, adventurer, and writer, and the man for whom this sweet charcoal and yellow warbler was named. In 1785, Audubon was born in Haiti to a French sea captain and his mistress. He grew up in France, but moved to Philadelphia at the age of 18. Embracing the natural wonder of his new homeland, Audubon set out to paint all the birds of America. On long forays exploring the wild frontier along the Ohio and Mississippi rivers, he observed birds in their native setting, then shot the birds and wired them into realistic poses. After drawing the birds, each one portrayed life-sized, Audubon often cooked and ate them, his journals explaining how each bird tasted. At the age of 40, Audubon began publishing his folio of all the known birds of North America, a monumental contribution that included over 1,000 bird images. Today, Audubon is also recognized as the man after whom the Audubon Society was named. That's Audubon. To learn more about the man and the organization, come to our website, birdnote.org. Thank you.
Thank you.